While trying to think of topics for daily uploads, I keep seeing the same debate appear over and over and over again across YouTube, Discord, and Twitter. Should the Spurs tank this year? Somehow, 35 games into this season, we're still debating what we should do this year. I've seen arguments for both sides. And today, I'm going to discuss both, and after that, whatever opinion you have is up to you. Now obviously, an upside of tanking is a better draft pick. While Zach Collins and Jock Landale have stepped up this season, it's still no secret that one of our biggest weaknesses is on the tall end of the court, without the David Robinson or Tim Duncan players we used to have. Now the 2022 draft is packed with power forwards and centers that can fill that spot, such as Paolo Banchero or my personal favorite, Chet Holmgren. But that's another video. Either way, whoever gets picked high in this draft at that position is sure to be a great asset for any team, especially the Spurs needing that big man as we just said. The problem with this, however, is a worse record doesn't exactly equate to a better pick. Going back to Tim Duncan, the Celtics and the Grizzlies both had more losses that season, but the Spurs got the number one pick instead. More recently, there's been the Bulls with Derrick Rose and the Cavs with Kyrie Irving. Also, the Spurs have very rarely not used their draft pick efficiently. It's been said many times the Spurs have some of the best development staff, but also possibly some great scouting teams. Even if they have the last pick in the draft, they seem to have a plan on how to use that piece they select. We all doubted Primo as another guard at the start of the season, and now we're chanting his name in the AT&T Center. There's been arguments as well that without taking, we should push to the playoffs, and even as a diehard Spurs fan, I don't see this as a large possibility. Currently, we're 11th in the conference, meaning we might not even make the play-in, let alone the playoffs. And if we do, it'll just be a first-round exit, maybe even a sweep or a 4-1 exit. Listen, I get the feeling of watching your team winning is exhilarating, especially if you're there with tickets in the stadium, but I think we all know how this season is going to end. However, playoffs aside, I've seen some more rather foolish arguments that if we tank, Pop won't win the record. Come on. As I record this, Coach Pop is only 12 wins away from the coaching record, being that he started the season 26 wins away and currently the Spurs have won 14 this season. That means even if we literally lose over 70% of our next 47 games, we still have enough wins for Pop to break the coaching record by the end of the season. It should go without saying as well that more wins means more chips on the table. With a better record, the Spurs, or even the players on the Spurs themselves, have more power to initiate trades when they have a better reputation and better win-loss record. However, this argument can kind of be ignored or swept under the rug due to the easy rebuttal that the Spurs almost never trade their players. One of the only Spurs trades I remember of recently is the Kawhi trade, which was a massive outlier. DeMar DeRozan, Rudy Gay, and Patty Mills were all free agents this last year and just decided to leave. Still, the Spurs didn't show intent that they wanted these players gone, but rather the players themselves leaving for more money and teams where they thought they'd find more success. Anyway, that's all I got for this video, and I'll see you on the next one. Remember that if y'all discuss stuff in the comments, keep it civil and respect each other. I love you guys, and I hope you love each other. Peace out.